It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to hack the movies.
Man, Frank, that was a good movie. Doctor Strange into the Multiverse of Madness, or yes. In the Multiverse of Madness. Whatever it was called, we really liked it. And I really liked all the witch stuff.
Yeah.
And on the way back from the theater, I bought a book called Witches of Pennsylvania. I thought it'd be fun to do a spell. Should I try doing a spell?
I think you're getting a little bit too deep into this witch stuff, Tony.
Well, let's see. It's probably not even real, but here we go. I got a spell.
You're sure about this?
This is convenient. It's a spell that could send you to another universe. You want to try it?
Get out of town.
All right, I'm going to do the spell. All right.
Should we hold hands?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
What if you go and I don't?
No. Don't worry. I got it. Okay. I got it. All right, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to speak the magic words.
Preach.
Hakuna Matata. Whoa! Frank, where are we? What is this place?
I got no idea, Tony. I think your spell actually worked.
It seems like it's the video store, but what are all these VHS tapes? I only do Betamax. Is that a Blu-ray? Where's all the HD DVDs?
You screwed us, Tony.
You know, this seems like that movie we just watched, Dr. Yeah. Fate into the New 52.
Fantastic. Oh, yes. My God.
Part of the long-running DCU continuity. Well,
it's the 30th film in the DCEU.
Yes. Yeah. The DCEU is killing it. I just hope Marvel can get their shit together. Like, DCEU has such a tight, like, continuity of films and TV shows, and Marvel's just over here.
We already went through the Dark Side War. We went through Crisis on Infinite Earths. We went through Crisis on Two Earths. I mean,
I know.
I can't get enough of this.
I know. And then Marvel, like, what are they doing? They're doing another, like, Tom Cruise Iron Man movie?
That's
like,
a third Iron Man in 8 years.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
Meanwhile, Robert Downey's killing it as Batman. He's awesome.
They DCU has such great casting. Yeah, I know. Can't get over it. I love you, DCU.
And like I said, Dr. Fate is awesome, and I'd like to talk about it, but I really just don't know where we are. I'm a little confused. Oh, wait, what's that? Frank, I think something's happening again.
No, the spell.
Ugh. Whew. Frank, it worked.
Holy shit.
This magic glove full of these magic stones brought us back to our own reality.
Thank God we found that.
Whew, I will never do spells like that again.
Oh, God.
Anyway, this kind of reminds me of the Infinity Stone, which reminds me, we were about to review Doctor Strange into the Multiverse of Madness.
We got a little lost there.
Yeah. I hope there's no weird repercussions of me using that spell. So if you're watching, please let us know if anything changes during the episode. I need to know the effects of me tampering with reality.
Yeah.
But first off, Frank, were you excited for Doctor Strange into the Multiverse of Madness?
I was very excited. I mean, we've been waiting for this movie for years now. I mean,
yes.
Ever since, what was it? I mean, since the first one came out, we were, you know, very excited to see what they were going to do with the second one. And then WandaVision came out, and then we heard that she was going to be the villain in this. I mean, no, we heard that she was going to be in it. There was rumors that she was going to be.
There's commercials that suggest that there is an evil Wanda.
Yes.
So I'm not too into Doctor Strange by himself.
No.
Like, even when I was younger, like, I liked him when he would pop up in cartoons and help Spider-Man out. Mm-hmm. And I liked him in comics where he would, like, help out other heroes.
Yeah.
Whenever I would try to read, like, a solo Doctor Strange story, I just couldn't get too into it.
Yeah.
And I felt like that with this movie. Now, I like the first Doctor Strange movie. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, and that one didn't have a whole bunch of different characters. I mean, it had the Doctor Strange universe.
Yes. But. And I thought it was fine, but it's hard for me to get too invested in Doctor Strange. However, his like little role in Ragnarok I really liked. I liked him in the Avengers movie. Loved him in the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I've now forgiven Benedict Cumberbatch. He was, of course... He ruined Khan in Star Trek Into Darkness. He just completely destroyed the character of Khan.
I mean, is that his fault, though?
Yes, I would have turned that role down. Okay. Yes,
yes, yes. Okay. All right. Shame on him and the millions that he probably made.
You're yes, right. yes. but yeah, so I'm enjoying him in all these other little stories. So when they said they were doing a second movie, I'm like, all right, I mean, I'll see it. I'm not going to rush to the theater. But then they said, Sam Raimi. And I'm like,
you got your rocks off. You were like,
yeah. And I'm not saying Sam Raimi is like guaranteed success. I never watched that Wizard of Oz movie he did. The Oz, the Great and Powerful with James Franco.
He did that one?
Yes. And I was at a friend's house and it was on mute. And I think I saw 40 minutes of it.
On mute?
Yes.
And only way to watch a movie.
Yeah, well, it was just on in the background. And I kept catching glimpses of it, and I just went, wow, this looks really terrible.
Yeah, you turn back and sipped your beer again. You're like, okay,
yeah, and I'm just like, what the fuck are those robot scarecrows? This looks bad. But yeah, so I was like, all right, he did help create the Spider-Man. Like, he made the Spider-Man trilogy.
Yeah, made it. I mean,
kind of lost it a little bit at the end there. But we just had his Spider-Man come back and the characters from his Spider-Man come back. And now he is joining the MCU. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see like what he can do. And now that he has a character who's full on supernatural, and I like his supernatural stuff, not just Evil Dead. He also produced the Hercules and Xena show from the 90s. So I'm like, all right, what can he do with the big budget? Because I seen what he did producing with the smaller budget, but I want to know what he can do with the big budget.
I mean, the Spider-Man ones were big budgets as well. But
yes.
Big budget nowadays with the kind of technology they have. I mean, that was...
Yes, but they're more self-contained in like a sci-fi-ish, real-ish world.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was excited to hear him come back. This movie was supposed to come out before Spider-Man No Way Home. And they switched it.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh.
I think there was going to be multiverse stuff that was introduced here that would lead into No Way Home, but then they switched it for some reason.
Wow.
That's why it's kind of weird. This movie, I feel like he should be referencing what happened in No Way Home more, and he just doesn't.
Yeah, I guess knowing. Well, no, he does. He referenced.
Very little, but he doesn't really.
That he just went through something with Spider-Man.
Doesn't
he? So.
But like,
a little bit, but yeah, it's not like
he never really spells out.
Well, I mean, the second that this thing starts, you're up and running.
So. I mean, Marvel movies, and look, for the most part, I like Marvel movies, but the real cynical business side is starting to become more apparent. They're feeling more like commercials, and that was a criticism from the beginning. People were like, even like Thor and the first Captain America, like, this is just a commercial for Avengers.
Yeah.
But now it's no longer a commercial for the next movie. It's a commercial for everything Disney has.
Yeah. Well, but when you have the characters and, and then more people go to the movies, more people, go to see it. They make more money off it.
It's like, Disney, you already won.
I want to see it.
Just tell us a good story. You already won.
Yeah.
We're already going to your parks and buying your stupid shit. Just tell us a good story first.
I think a lot of it is to get people to come back to the theaters as well. You hit them with these big three, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, and Thor, with all the characters that are in them. And then hopefully they start to kind of slow down and just focus. Maybe that's what the TV shows are for, though, just to focus on the characters.
Yeah.
And then these big films are $200 million, budget films to bring in all the names.
Yeah, and I'll go more into that as we go a little bit more into the spoiler section. Yeah. But so I was excited to see Sam Raimi show up in this.
Yeah.
To like put his stamp on it. But like Marvel, they're kind of very hands-on. Like, some directors get like way more freedom than others. Like, I feel like James Gunn gets a lot of creative freedom with Guardians of the Galaxy.
They trusted him.
Taika Waititi got a lot of creative freedom for the most part.
Yeah.
But then they've had stuff where they fire directors. Like, Edgar Wright was supposed to do Ant-Man for years.
Yeah, never happened.
Before there was an MCU, he was assigned to Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. So I was kind of worried. I'm like, can Sam Raimi kind of work in this universe? And I know he loves comics. He loves Spider-Man growing up. I know he liked Doctor Strange. He put a reference to him in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
But then I saw it's like, it's Doctor Strange with Scarlet Witch. I'm like, okay, he probably knows Scarlet Witch. Same era.
He knows her.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I could see him with that. And it's like, and America Chavez. And I'm like, what? character from 2011?
Well, you know, just because you don't know America Chavez doesn't...
Well, the thing is, it's like, wait a minute. We saw what happened when Sam Raimi was given a character that he didn't grow up with. We got Topher Grace Venom. And I was like, uh-oh. I mean, but luckily, I don't know anything about America Chavez other than she starts fights on the internet. Yeah. I don't care.
I'm actually wearing my America Chavez shirt.
Yes, that's your America Chavez shirt.
I support.
Yeah, so I was like, oh no, are they like forcing him to do a lot of the stuff? So I was a little worried, but then I saw the trailers and I liked them for the most part. I wasn't like wowed.
Yeah, I tried to stop towards like, you know, I mean, these teasers that have been coming out the past couple of weeks. I tried to stop around then.
What did you think the story of this film was going to be based on the trailers you saw?
So I really had no idea. I mean, I watched, you know, what, the first trailer or two, and then knowing that, you know, just came off of, you know, Spider-Man and then how the universe has been being built and knowing that we're going towards a multiverse, plus the name is in, you know, multiverse. We know that it was a horror. We know that that's, you know, what we were aiming towards, but not as much of, you know, who's the villain and what the goal of the villain is and exactly what's happening. So, I mean, at this point, before walking in, the villain could really be anybody.
Which it really could.
I guess I would say that that's more along, you know, just the horror movie kind of vibes and, you know, trying to really shock you. But so, yeah. What did you think?
So I thought... whatever he did in Spider-Man, because this is what the trailer said, and the line is, there's a line in the trailer that isn't in this movie, where it's like, what we did broke something or something. So I thought, like, Doctor Strange doing the spell, shattering the multiverse, caused, like, something.
Yeah.
And now monsters from the multiverse are coming in.
But also in, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Also in the trailer is eventually... it's in the trailer. Charles Xavier saying, you know, let's see what kind of Strange you'll be.
Yes.
Makes you think, okay, well, it's an evil Strange as well.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, Doctor Strange broke the multiverse. Now everything's all wacky and he's got to go in and fix it. Yeah. And he needs his good friend Wanda to help him because she just learned all this magic stuff from her adventure.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, they get a sassy teenage girl who joins them on their adventure.
Hell yeah.
And there's a big monster that they're probably going to fight. And they go to another multiverse and they meet the Illuminati, and I thought that Mordo was the Mordo, and I thought all the Illuminati were going to be from different dimensions. And I was like, okay, and I was like, all right, and then he's going to meet all these people and they're going to give him help, and him and Wanda are going to solve it together.
Yeah, or maybe even have the Illuminati that were ended up being the
Or the maybe the Illuminati was
maybe the
villains.
Main villain was Mordo. He was, you know, pulling strings because we know that he doesn't like Doctor Strange.
Yes.
You know? There's a lot of options that they could have went with this movie. Plus, you know, Wanda just came off a, you know, a lot of trauma, and she just destroyed a whole city and ruined a whole lot of lives for a little while. So you're like, okay, this is her redemption. This is... I was feeling for her.
Yes, it really felt like it was going to be her redemption story, wasn't it? Because that was a big thing. That's another thing. So going into this, here's what you need to watch to go into this movie. Let me know if I'm missing out on anything.
Hit me.
Well, obviously, you need to watch every MCU movie.
I would.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't, it doesn't even, you know, have to do with this film. You should watch it.
Yes, every X-Men movie, every X-Men season of the 90s animated series.
Go on.
You have to watch every Fantastic Four movie, including the Roger Corman unreleased one. Obviously, you got to watch the Incredible Hulk TV series, including the two TV movies, Trial of the Incredible Hulk and The Return of the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
What else do you need to see? Oh, Inhumans. You need to watch every episode of Inhumans.
Inhumans, all, yep.
Captain Marvel. Yep.
Just throw in the Wolverines in there as well.
Throw the Wolverines in there. You know how to watch the Wolverines. Yep. Mm-hmm. Every episode of Agents of
Wait
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Wait a minute. So you're saying everything that's on Disney Plus. Is that what you're getting at? Just run through the whole catalog?
Yes, I think most of everything that's on Disney Plus, and I'm trying to think of like what other movies you need to see. Well, you probably should watch Evil Dead 1, 2, 3 in the remake and all three seasons of Ash vs. Evil Dead to get a lot of the references and stuff. And I said stuff about Hercules and Xena. Mm-hmm. There's a statue at some point in the movie that looks like Xena, so go ahead and watch every episode of Hercules and Xena, including the original Hercules TV movies that preceded the TV show.
Yeah, you have
and to. The animated crossover movie they did.
It's a must.
It's a must.
Also watch Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, obviously.
You know, and all the Marvel animated, you know, the Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Right.
I would watch all those, you know, just to get a sense of.
Right,
you know,
right, right. Watch.
While you're at it, read all the comics.
Yes. Read as many comics as you
start
can.
Start at one.
Watch all 5 Shaft films. You should definitely watch RoboCop 2, Species 2, Tremors 3, and the movie Virus.
And maybe Justice League.
And the Justice League.
Yeah, yeah.
An Officer and a Gentleman.
Tony, you're rambling.
No, this is very important. I'm not just looking at tapes in the store and just rattling stuff.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, look, Frank, it's important that in this order you watch Saving Silverman, Scary Movie, Smokey and the Bandits 2, Smokey and the Bandits 3, Sister Act 60.
Hold on, wait, let me add one in.
Ah, yes.
And also the entire Indiana Jones series.
Yes, yes, yes. And don't forget The Bear, the French art film, The Bear,
yes, about a bear. Seen it. I'm taking it home with me.
Yeah, it's about a bear whose mama bear dies.
Oh.
And he befriends an adult male bear who decides to adopt him, and they help each other and they learn and grow, and then they have to survive hunters together.
No.
It's a very beautiful, touching film if you don't know anything about real bears, in which case the male bear would kill a cub that doesn't smell like him. So you got to know all of that before you go into this film. And luckily, we knew all that.
We knew it all.
We knew it all.
We knew all of it.
You wouldn't think that the bear plays a lot into this film, but it does.
It does.
So, yes, without going too much into the plot, before we get into the whole spoiler section, I enjoy this film. I think it's shot very, very well.
Yes.
I know it's been a while since I saw a Sam Raimi thing. Like I said, that Oz Great and Powerful looked like a CGI barf fest.
Yeah,
and I was afraid there'd be something like that in this. But no, most of the visuals are cool. The very multiverse cool. Stuff, they don't go as hard as I thought they would. But I feel like that for a lot of these movies. Like, you think they're going all these worlds, but they only ever end up in like one or two worlds.
Yeah, but I mean, see, that's the thing. If they would have went a little bit overboard and crazy, then it would have been too much. To stop into, you know, I mean, we've went through a whole bunch of different worlds, but to only stop in, what, 3 or 4 different universes, maybe 5 max?
Yeah.
You know, really kind of, it helped with your storyline and, you know, in your 3-act process, and it really did add to it. If we would have jumped from, you know, this one to that one to this one to that one and jumping all around, then it would have been too much. But to slide through them... is, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think I would have preferred, by the way, every episode of Sliders, the 90s TV show Sliders, where they slide into parallel worlds.
I need to watch what I say.
Okay. you gotta watch every episode of Sliders. Man, I feel pretty happy for Sliders fans from the 90s.
Yeah.
Because they were doing the multiverse stuff. I mean, Star Trek beat them to it, but that was a weekly show about the multiverse.
Hmm. I don't know what Sliders is.
It was a show where they would slide into different parallel Earths.
All right, well then, fuck it. Throw the Flash in there as well.
That's the thing. Yeah. I bet there's a lot of Sliders fans that like the Flash.
Everything, what is it? Everything all at once? Everything everywhere all at once?
I didn't see
throw
that
one in there as well. I didn't see it either.
I didn't see that because it wasn't based off a comic book.
Capes and cows.
Frank,
Capes and cows, Tony.
Frank, you'll never believe it. The Northman episode, one of our lowest performing episodes.
Was it? Really?
Yes.
Nobody watched it.
And I declared that week that I am the Robert Eggers of YouTube.
Well, it's a good thing that we were our craziest on that episode because nobody's going to watch it.
We but said a lot.
If you do want to see us going crazy, it'd be the one to
we
watch.
We had a lot of fun. We probably said some spicy stuff. I don't know. You're going to have to watch the episode to find out. But yeah, so I like the way it was shot. He gets to use a lot of his... And everyone really likes when he did the Evil Dead stuff in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
Like I said, now that he has a supernatural character in a supernatural world, he just goes... balls to the wall with the Evil Dead imagery.
Yeah, he was given a playground. And I mean, I don't know how much Marvel was, you know, pulling the strings on it, but I mean, it was very much Sam Raimi.
I do know he was complaining about how it was difficult to make a movie where he didn't know what the end of the movie was.
Really?
Because that's how, like, because when they're coming up with this stuff, like, I heard, like, they start, like, pre-visualizing action scenes before the scripts ran.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could do that and then just throw in who you want. Yeah. I mean, especially with Doctor Strange and his skill set and how he uses his magic and what he does with it and the kind of, you know,
but remember, it's also what do the higher ups want to push next? What do they want to push? Yeah, yeah. What do they want it to push currently? Yeah.
I mean,
the writer can't just make it up. He's got to be like, what do you guys want? Okay, I'll work around that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still think Sam Raimi's visual stamp is on it. But it is kind of interesting to see him play in someone else's yard.
Yeah.
Because he can't do everything he would normally do.
Like over the top. And
yeah, but I assume he likes these movies if he was willing to go with their template.
I mean, for a Marvel movie, this was very, I would say, Sam Raimi and a little brutal there at times.
Yes.
So.
Yes, for a Marvel film,
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would think that, you know, there would be some kind of, wasn't there complaints when they put the Daredevil series on Disney Plus and how brutal it was and all that?
Yeah, so, they like re-edited Falcon and Winter Soldier, so I heard, to make it less violent.
So to have something like this, that like literally things are exploding and stuff like that, I mean, it's...
They get away with it. All right, so one little spoiler in the thing. Just a slight spoiler. What you see in the trailer, it's something that's in the trailer. Wanda covered in blood. It's not really blood. It's made to look like blood. So there was, when I was looking at the trailer, I'm like, oh God, she's going full carry. And then I'm looking at it in the movie. I'm like, ow. Okay. Yeah. I see what you did there. but yeah, I thought Benedict Cumberbatch was pretty good in this. Still with the wig. He's still rocking that horrible wig.
Is it a wig?
What, am I the only one who sees the like very thick hairline he has? Like, yes, that's a wig.
I mean, Doctor Strange has great hair, so he's got to have.
He had
great
a wig
hair.
In the last movie. It's the most obvious wig in the world, and I can't believe everyone made fun. Like Johanna and Kira made fun of me for bringing it up last time.
It's
very noticeable. Like I look at the person's head, and I know when there's a change being made, and that was one of them. So yeah, he had real hair in the other movies, and then suddenly it's a wig, and it's a very obvious wig.
I never noticed it.
I noticed it right away. I noticed these things.
I guess like I've seen him in other things and pictures of him, but yeah, I guess I never really noticed his hair. I'm too busy staring into his eyes.
You know what I do like? You know what I do like in this series that I didn't think I would like?
What?
Again, when I was reading Doctor Strange comics, I never cared about Wong, who was basically his manservant.
Okay.
I've liked what this series has done with Wong.
Oh yeah.
He's the Sorcerer Supreme.
He's a fan favorite, which is great. Yes. I love that he's a Sorcerer Supreme.
Yes, and even that terrible Shang-Chi movie that everyone pretended to like for some reason.
Yeah, I like a little bit of it. Most of it I like. It's certain parts. Maybe, like...
I like that they made Abomination look the way he was supposed to look.
Yeah, that was cool.
But then he put him in a bad movie.
They were just testing, you know? They were just teasing it, putting
it
out there.
But Wong was great.
Doesn't
that
get you to go see, you know, because it was in all the trailers.
No, it didn't get me to go see it.
But Abomination was in all the trailers, and people are like, oh my God, he might be in this movie a lot. And then you get 2 seconds of him, and he's hanging out with Wong, and then, you know, he's like, all right. Well, you're just very smart.
I knew better.
You're just super smart.
But yes, Wong was the best part of that movie.
Yeah, I agree. He's the best
I'm all in on
Wong.
Yeah. I really
he's
like
great.
Wong.
I think he should get his own series.
He really should. Yeah. I like the stupid commercials they've been doing with him and the cape. Him and the cape are going on adventures.
Yeah. He's got a line in this that makes me think that, you know, we might go on Wong in the multiverse kind of feel.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
So I really like what they did with Wong. They brought Rachel McAdams back. We won't say how, but she has more to do in this. More than I thought she would, because you go by the beginning of the movie and you're like, oh, this is how they write her out of the movie. Well,
the first one she had a lot to do in.
And she was just kind of...
To an extent.
But she was
she had more in this.
She did more in this. And that was the biggest shock, because they don't really show her too much in the trailers, but there's the beginning with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this is how they get her out of the movie. But then, like, midway through, they reintroduce her. Yeah. I'm like, oh, she's actually doing shit. Yeah. She's a part of the narrative. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I like Rachel McAdams. I wish she was in more stuff.
Doctor Strange 2, you're about to travel through multiverses and you're not going to see a lot of Rachel McAdams. Plus, Rachel McAdams is just... She's a heartthrob. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, I like Rachel McAdams. So that's why I'm glad they gave her a little bit more to do in this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think more of the cast.
You get a lot of Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yes. Is that how you say his name? I can never pronounce his name.
Pretty
sure. Yes. And I love that actor. I feel bad I can't say his name. But I love that actor.
Give it a try.
I always said Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Chiwetel Ejiofor. I think. OGF4, right? I think so. Correct me.
The guy from Serenity.
Yeah,
that's when I first saw him, was Serenity.
Yeah, he's
great. He was great in Serenity. He plays one of the best bad guys ever. But no, they went in a different direction than I thought they would based off the trailer. But no, it was great seeing him in here again doing more.
Thought that we were going to see him in a different light, but...
Yes, and I like what they did. And he's, like you said, he's one of the best actors. Yeah. And I wish...
A lot of funny lines. He's got a lot of funny lines, a lot of quick quips.
I remember years ago, I wanted him as Black Panther, like in 2009, 2010. I'm like, man, he would be a great Black Panther. And then they're like, he's finally in it. He's in Doctor Strange. And I went, oh. But he's great. He's good.
I think he was great in the first one. I mean, he's a really fantastic actor. And, you know, and you know, we have some fun with him in this one. So.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with him. Yeah. And then, of course, America Chavez, played by Zachi something.
You're going to do that?
I don't know her name. I remember it was Zachi. Who, as we found out right before this, is apparently in the new Babysitter's Club. That's where she came from.
Love the Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zachiri Gomez.
Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, this is a character they introduced in 2011. Mm-hmm. She was a space alien.
So she's newer to the comics.
Yes. Yeah. She was a space alien, and then they rewrote her to be a person from Earth.
Mm. Now, does she have the same powers in the comics?
I don't know. Here's all. What did you know about this character before today?
Absolutely nothing. So when I went into this film, I mean, I saw the picture leaks. You know, I heard a little bit about it, but I'm more. You know, I always say this. I'm more of a DC Comics kind of guy. Mm. I read those growing up, so I know a lot of those characters. Mm. Marvel wise, it's mostly mostly the big characters and all that. So when it comes to somebody like America Chavez. It's great that they're bringing, new characters into the film and, with certain power sets. But yeah, I mean, I didn't know anything about her going.
Yeah. All I knew was that people fight about her. Apparently she's, her comics are cringe and they don't sell well. I hear accusations of Marvel trying to push her on everything. And it pisses off a certain group of people online.
Yeah.
And then another group of people online come to her defense.
Yeah.
And I think they just want excuses to yell at each other over these characters. Now, I don't know what she's like in the comics.
Most people
do. Maybe because the comics don't have the most subtle writers these days. Maybe it is kind of annoying the comics. But as far as she is in the movie, she's kind of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a big character,
but she's just a normal character. Like everyone. Like the side that said, "Oh, she's awful, and she's gonna spread all the propaganda," and then the other side that's like, "She's the most important thing in the world." Both of them are wrong. She's just a normal character who does the job well.
Yep. I think people just like to fight on the internet.
That's what I think. Yeah, and like again, I can't speak for the comics. I've read some comics.
Haven't read any of them, but in this, I feel like, I mean, this movie revolves around her. The whole entire film revolves around her. Yeah, I mean, you don't see a lot out of her, but she's the driving force for this film to, get to where we're going. So,
and can we talk about the Saudi Arabia thing?
Yeah. Hit it.
So Disney gets called out all the time because this is the thing Disney does.
Mm-hmm.
For a year ahead of time, they're like, we have a very progressive scene in our film. Mm-hmm. Very, very progressive scene.
Well, they want to test the waters.
Yeah, very, very progressive scene. You guys are going to love it. And then every single time the movie comes out, and it's always a blink and you miss it moment.
Yeah.
And then the internet found out that overseas, they cut all those scenes out.
Yeah.
So famously, the kiss at the end of Rise of Skywalker, the two women kiss, they cut that out for the
did they really?
Release. Yeah.
Wow.
And then the one moment was like the new Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
They're like, hey guys, there's a gay moment in it. It's a very, very powerful gay moment. And then I watch it, and it's just LeFou dances with a guy for a second. Bet you they were going to cut it out, but they got accused of all this stuff, so they had to leave it in. And for that, they lost a couple countries. And I think Saudi Arabia was the big one. So I think we've talked about the movie enough.
Have we?
You want to go into spoiler territory?
I have been waiting my whole life to go into spoiler territory
with
you, Tony.
So spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoilers! Spoilers! We're spoiling!
Let's start with the big one.
Hit me.
Scarlet Witch is the straight up villain of the movie.
Villainess. Brutal AF.
Yes. They set it up where these demons chasing her. chasing what you call it, America Chavez and the other Doctor Strange with the ponytail.
We start right out the gate. We're going for it. You don't. I mean, you get the hint that that's, you know, with, I mean, the hair, the wig that he's wearing in that one.
Yes,
you're like, okay, this is a different multiverse Strange, and let's see where this goes.
And that Strange just trying to kill America Chavez to stop her power from destroying multiverse.
He just, you know, in his brain, he thought he was
right. He thought it was the only
way. Just like every villain, you know, thinks that that's the way that they need to go with it, but...
Yeah. So that's the thing. And Doctor Strange, while this is happening, he's at Christine's wedding.
Yeah.
She met a guy in between films.
Oh, my heart.
Yes. And by the way, I didn't rewatch Doctor Strange 1, so that guy talking to him in the pew, I forgot. It took me a while to realize it's that the was the asshole doctor.
Yeah, it's the other doctor.
And I'm like, oh, right, that guy.
He's also in everything. Boardwalk Empire, he's fantastic. Who does he play? But yeah, he's great.
Yeah, and he's got a good part in this. So yeah, Doctor Strange is sad because, you know, he blipped also. But also his relationship with her was kind of muddled anyway.
Yeah, and it's, you know, he wants to protect the people around him. It's, you know, the usual hero story that he doesn't want people to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then she's marrying another guy, and she asks him, you know, but the crazy part is at her wedding they're having that conversation, and she's like, you know, you're always the one that needs to be holding the knife, and it's like, wait. If my ex came to my wedding, right, and she was still in love with me, and she asked me, you know, hey, you know, or said, you know, I know we didn't work out, whatever, I'd be like, we're not having this fucking conversation right now.
Look, see, that's, I...
Just a thought.
I would like, never...
What is happening?
Frank, mark my words.
Hit me.
Mark my words.
Mark it.
Hold on to this clip. I will never go to an ex-girlfriend's wedding.
Right? To begin with.
Ever. May God strike me down if I ever do something stupid like go to my ex-girlfriend's wedding. No. I would be an idiot. So yeah, that's an interesting character thing. I like that he's having dreams about the multiverse. We find out that dreams are just you seeing stuff in other multiverses.
It was a theory from the first Strange, and then and then, you know, everyone else thinks that Wanda thought it, and then, you know, this Strange thought it, and it's like, it's kind of cool, because I mean, like, had some crazy dreams. What do you say when you're, what did Wong say? The one
Wong's like, so that dream where I'm naked running from a clown, I'm like, oh God, let's see that universe. I love the setup that they do where they leave the zombie Strange on the rooftop. They bury him.
Oh yeah.
It's great. We're not zombie dead. That was another thing from the trailer. I thought they were doing Marvel zombies.
Yep.
Especially after What If, I thought they were doing Marvel zombies.
There was a point when Wanda was coming to attack, and I thought that maybe she was raising zombies and going to have like a zombie army. Because you see like all these, I mean, I know that she's powerful enough, but you know, Strange has a huge army. So it's like, all right, who's her army? I would think that she would raise the dead and bring them with her. But yeah, it was just her being super fucking badass.
Yes. Yeah. So we find out like, because the demons, by the way, worst movie I've ever seen in my life. It has a giant eye being stabbed, and my rule is, if you have an eye stabbing in your film, it's the worst movie ever.
So you don't like the new The Suicide Squad?
Awful. Awful.
Horrible. Yeah, awful. Totally. I love it.
It's like, great. I like the first two John Wicks, John Wick 3. Hate it. Hate it. Because that knife in the eye.
Yeah, knife in the eye.
The Dark Knight. Oh, pencil in the eye.
Oh, God, not
throw
a pencil.
Throw it in the trash.
Oh, geez.
Throw that movie in the trash. Lord. Dark Knight Rises.
You got eye problems? You know, you don't like the whole eye thing?
Yeah, I have an issue with my eyes.
I've
also accidentally stabbed my eyes once.
No, really?
Yes, and then the cells in my eyes are weak because I have this condition and they don't heal right.
Oh.
So the doctor has to go in with needles and like razors and cut it up a different way to heal it.
Oh, wait, I didn't know that.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Anyway, back to this.
I just want to add in best background. This guy should get an Oscar.
Right. Oh, so there's this important scene.
Whoever you
at the
are,
wedding.
Man, you deserve an Oscar for best background.
If I can find him in the trailer, I'm putting the shout out to him.
Whew.
Yes. At the wedding, Rachel McAdams and Benedict Cumberbatch are talking.
Oh yeah.
And in the background, across, like, way in the background,
he's across the balcony onto another balcony, and he's perfect.
Yes,
right.
And
there.
He's wearing like a shiny suit jacket, and he's like talking like this. I'm like, me and you, who I don't want to brag, We've done some background
been
work.
Been there, done that.
We've done some background Shit. Work. And I literally lean over, I'm like, that extra is happening. And you're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You said something, like, and I looked at you, I was like, dude, I wanted to say the same thing. He's not just like, you know, in the shot, like dead center. Yeah. No. He is shoulder straight to the camera, like looking to his buddy, like, ha ha. But then, like, hey,
he's at, like, that guy somewhere out there. That guy's like, holy shit. Oh my God. There I am. Dude, there I am.
He was pretty much in the conversation. Like, yeah. He was there. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we know what it's like.
Yeah.
So, well, not you. You got cut out.
Not of everything. There's a few things out there that you can pause and you'll see me. God. Damn it.
Go back and watch our Batman review. The Batman review. Anyway.
I don't want to talk about it.
So, the twist with Wanda, by the way, I thought... I'm shocked they just did the twist right away. They didn't build like up that. To it.
Yeah.
She didn't, like trick him for a while and then turn on him at a moment. No. She's just like... She screws up. And she's like, bring America here. And yep. She's like, oh, you didn't say her name. He's like, did you send them? She's like, yeah, it's me. I'm evil now.
Yeah, no problem. Here, take a look at this. And then just all the trees die. And then you're just, there with the book right in front of her.
So, like, she had the evil book that she took from Agatha. Oof. And she should have been like, wow, you know, this book probably made Agatha kind of a bitch.
Agatha was right, by the way.
Yeah.
She said that Wanda was, you know, a villain and horrible and brutal and dirty and crazy. And
see, but also, it's because the book. And the
I,
book
bet you 100%, I bet you 100% that Agatha, when next time that we see her, I think in her show, she's going to turn around and be like, yeah, that bitch Wanda, I told you all. Why don't you listen to me?
But yeah, so the book has corrupted her and made her evil. And then she wants to be with her kids again. Yeah. Her fake kids that she made up her fake Vision robot boyfriend.
Plus that White Vision is out there still somewhere.
Yeah, I'm shocked so, White Vision made no appearance in
has
this.
Has she not gone to look for him? Maybe see, like, you know, if they can be together now? Or is, like, you know...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So, but, I mean, you know, she... Even if the kids were fake, then she started going into the book. She started realizing that even with her dreams, that, you know, her kids really are out there.
Yes.
And, I mean, we keep on going back to just this... One universe with, I guess she's targeting like a weaker Wanda.
Yeah.
That's why she keeps on going back to that one. Because, I mean, we learned that there's tons of, you know, universes out there, which they also coined our universe 616 finally.
Yes, which my friend Ryan, or my boss Ryan, depending on the, I guess in this universe, Ryan is my boss.
Yeah.
He was texting me. He was just like, yeah, I don't like that they call it 616. I'm like, neither do I.
Why not?
Because that is what the comic universe always is. The main... comic universe is 616, so they should have just given it a different number. Yeah,
so what are you saying? Like, you know, the comics are, like, so that these characters, there's a comic universe out there?
Yeah. Then you could cross over a little bit, but it's just weird to have two 616 Marvel universes.
I mean, like, this is, like, you know, I mean, the film's comics, so, you know, I would look at it like, you know, this is the main universe, and fans want to see that. They want to know that.
I guess, but they could have just given it any other number. It wouldn't have mattered. They literally picked the one number where it's a problem.
Because everything's based off the comics. So, I mean, they you know, change things around, but I mean, like, you know, as the main universe, then this is it. And then which one's the one that we keep going into? 832?
It's like 834 like or something.
Yeah.
So they go there because America Chavez has a power where she can open up portals to other universes. She doesn't know how to control it.
Yeah.
But she has the power.
Very cool too. Big star comes up.
She has the big star that comes up.
Yeah.
So they go to this one universe in particular.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Wanda's motivation, it's Spider-Verse. It's literally the Kingpin's motivation.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking around with multiverses. To get his family back.
Put that together. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then she's, very nice. Hey, good eye, man.
So you're right. They primarily spend time on the regular Earth and then the Earth 834 who are aware of the multiverse. Yeah. That's where you meet the other Christine, who was like a scientist who knew the original. So we find out there was another Stephen Strange.
Yeah, she also said she's working for the Baxter Foundation.
Yes. So we find out there was another Stephen Strange who died fighting Thanos. Yep. We see Mordo.
Yes. We meet Mordo first, I guess. Well,
yes.
Actually, we meet
Bruce Campbell first.
First.
This is so again, the internet thought, like, America Chavez, they're going to force all this social justice stuff, freaking out about it.
Yeah.
And this is, besides lesbian moms, which I don't even count that, this is the only thing where she's like, food is free in most universes. Your universe is weird. But then it turns out
it's not.
It does cost money.
You got to pay for the pizza balls.
Yes. And then they put a spell on Bruce Campbell to slap himself. And it's a callback to Evil Dead when he like gets possessed and he does three Stooges stuff. And I'm like, yes, that's funny. Although Bruce is like, quite as good as it used to be.
I really wish that they gave him more.
He was somebody. Yeah.
Like, you got to give that guy a role. Even if it's like an egghead kind of guy, you know, like you give him something that's DCU. But,
yeah. I was about to say, DC, like,
but I mean, like you give him something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
It's annoying. They didn't go bigger, but I mean, I guess this is more in line. Cause he does, Bruce Campbell has a cameo in most Sam Raimi movies. Not all.
Most of them. There's a lot in this. Like, so when we first go through that first little bit of jumping through multiverses, like where they're like in the, you know, the paint universe and all this other stuff, and they're flying through, eventually people are going to break every single one of those down. And it's either going to be a different spot, or like we go through like one that we go past a taxi real quick. It says something on it too quick to be able to read it.
Yeah, I wasn't able to see what that said.
I mean, if you saw anything fun and exciting that we'd all mentioned, throw it in the chat, because I know that there's going to be millions of things.
I like the film grain universe. So it's the
very cool.
Are they in a film, or is there just film grain in the universe?
I love that. I love that that we went through the animated one too. Like, I mean, it's really cool stuff.
So at this point in the movie, Baron Mordo introduces him to the Illuminati.
We should tell him the truth.
At that point, you think, okay, so this Mordo is evil. You like this, you know, he might be, you know, helping. I thought even maybe he was helping Wanda to a point, but no. We don't find that.
But the Illuminati, and I know this is like a cameo fest.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
No, I thought it was fine. So I thought they were all going to be from different universes, but they're just from that universe.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. But they're aware of the multiverse.
Yeah.
But they're all from that. So the Illuminati.
They are there protecting the multiverse. They're just spaced in that universe.
Yes.
Right?
They're just there. They're aware of the multiverse because of what Doctor Strange did, but they're in that universe.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's Black Bolt, who is Ansel Mount
from
the Inhumans TV show that no one liked and got canceled right away.
Yeah. Good for him for coming back. You know, he was probably excited, but
they hyped that. That was supposed to be a movie, and then they thought they could do better as a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And then they introduced Inhumans into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to, like, get you ready for the show. Then they did the IMAX release of the premiere, and it was
first
awful.
Episodes, yeah.
And then the show was awful.
I think I watched the first episode, and I couldn't get behind it. It was, you know.
Yeah,
was,
and I they did the.
Plus, I didn't know really the character, so I wasn't involved.
They did
the
thing where they don't really have their outfits. And this, he does have the outfit.
Yeah.
He has the comic accurate outfit.
I mean, I think they did a great job with him. I mean, that scene where they. Charles Xavier shows our Strange what their Strange, you know, what happened to him on Titan, which I also like that they defeated Thanos on Titan.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
he never got to lay a stone. They all went up there. They took care of him there. Yeah. What happened to Tony Stark?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Let me go down the list because I'm very upset. I'm very upset.
Go ahead.
So next, it's
and then we'll.
It was Black Bolt, Mordo.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Carter,
who was
introduced. It's not the same one from What If, but it's basically Captain Carter from What If.
Pretty much.
This one has a rocket pack.
Yeah. Well, she did in the other one too, didn't she?
She did? I don't remember.
Maybe? No.
I only watched it once.
But yeah, I mean, it was a setup, you know, like they used What If, and they were also quoted saying that they're going to be using some of these characters that people like, and you know, they're testing them on What If, and then bring them into that. They do that with CW as well with DC. So
they test it out one way, and if they don't like it, they'll bring in a different version. Yep. Now they just
either
do
bring in a different
awful
version,
versions of everyone,
or they'll start them on the TV, and then if people like them, then they'll tell the CW, hey, you can't use these anymore. We're going to actually, you know, spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Arrow got screwed over with Suicide Squad.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Sorry, DC again, my fault.
And then the next one upset me the most.
Hit me.
That's all we want is Tom Cruise Iron Man as Superior Iron Man.
See, I don't think I wanted that.
No, I wanted that. Because Tom Cruise was like what people wanted for years. Yeah. And they, I think there's actually comics where they started drawing him to resemble Tom Cruise as a way to like get him in there.
Yeah.
So I would have loved just an asshole Tom Cruise Iron Man, the superior Iron Man.
Yeah.
Instead,
it would have been fun.
Instead, in this universe, Captain Marvel's friend is Captain Marvel.
Monica Rambeau. And she's got the full skill set. She, you know, she's like the full Captain Marvel. We don't know whatever happened Brie Larson's.
Yeah. Do you know why she's in this?
I'd love to know. Go ahead, hit me.
Because her daughter character got powers at the end of WandaVision, and now she's a Miss Marvel. Because they're not making Captain Marvel 2. They're just making a movie called The Marvels, and it's going to be Captain Marvel, whatever the girl from WandaVision's character name is, the Miss Marvel, and I bet you alternate universe Captain Marvel.
You think so? I don't think the alternate one will be in.
Well, they're going to bring that actress back somehow.
Yeah, I think that they had, you know, these people that were, you know, that were already within the universes that, you know, already existed, and they were like, hey, we already have, you know, separate versions of these characters. Let's bring them in. And then, you know, had a couple fun ones as well. But but those are the ones that I think that, you know, the characters that haven't been done yet, and, you know, they're bringing them in because that's what they might do. But so to bring in somebody who's already, you know,
who would you want more?
But Tom Cruise wouldn't have a future in it. It would just be like
fine!
Wouldn't you be more upset? You'd be like, why am I doing this?
No, I'm fine with a cameo of Tom Cruise. I'm fine, because I would know it'd be one and done.
Yeah,
and it would have been,
considering not trying to sell
what happens
something.
To them, how fucking funny would that have been? And then the other one is John Krasinski as Reed Richards. Yeah. Now, I hope he plays Reed Richards in the actual movie
they're making. A lot of people don't like
him. John Watts is not directing that now. The guy who did the Spider-Man movies.
Really?
He was supposed to do Fantastic Four, and he walked away from it now.
Really?
Yeah, I don't blame him. He just did fucking 3 Spider-Man movies. I'd want a break, too.
Yeah, I know, but
There's that fake image of John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic that's been floating around for years, and they're like, fuck it, throw him in the movie.
Yeah.
But they could just get someone else.
He stayed very, like Reed Richards would, you know, but it was cool to see him in the suit and playing the character. He doesn't really do anything at all as Mr. Fantastic. Like his powers, like he just gets eaten right.
They
should have
got the guy
Wanda.
From the Jessica Alba movies. That would have been fun. Or Jessica Alba. That would have been fun.
Well, so Reed Richards in this says, you know, that he has a wife, which would be Sue Storm.
And he
also says that he has kids who are like very intellectual.
Yeah, they're like super, I forget. Yep. It's been a while since I read Fantastic Four, but I mean, they have like superpowers and whatnot.
So I mean, that's pretty cool to know that, you know, to have a Fantastic Four movie, if we do it and jump right into something like that, that would be kind of cool. Instead of origin story, and Marvel's been good at that, not giving you the whole origin story now and just jumping right into it. Mm. Maybe he is married with kids, and now we, you know, see them like that. So
and then now I feel like if we get Fantastic Four, they're gonna go back a little bit. They're not gonna do kids right away.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's cool to see him there.
Yeah.
And then of course, Professor X, Patrick Stewart.
The man.
Looking exactly like the cartoon comic Professor X.
Yep.
He even does the thing where he does this and we see shockwaves come from his brain, they never did in the other movies.
Yep. And you had the animated series theme as well.
Yes, the animated series theme, but he's not the animated series X-Men. He just, in this universe's Professor X strongly resembles.
Yeah.
Now, he had a great, his second death scene. In Logan, not to be confused with his first death scene in that. And Jessica left it in. He died when he visited the store. Did so he? The late Patrick Stewart, I assume this is his last movie.
Mm. I'm getting really worried about hanging out here so much, Tony.
These actors, I really didn't think Patrick Stewart, of all people, get a little carried away, and he did.
I better not ever become a superhero. Please don't ever cast me as a superhero.
Oh, Frank got the part as Blue Beetle.
I get a call. Hey, Frank, you want to come by the store? Maybe do a review? Tony? No, I'm busy.
Anyway,
for the rest of my life.
He shows up, but he is a completely different thing. But he said he was so happy with his death scene in Logan, he thought he was done.
Yeah.
And then he came back for this glorified cameo. And I theorize.
Hit me.
He is a stage actor. He's like a theater actor mostly. Mm-hmm. He does like to do a lot of theater.
Yeah.
And with COVID, he probably wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
So he probably didn't make as much as he usually does most years. And he's like, oh, shit. Well, I will make more. He's like, oh, Picard's ending because I ruined it. Shit, I could probably make some. I could make a decent amount of cash if I just show up as a cameo.
Maybe, you know, I mean, you know, he's a fun guy. He does, like, some crazy stuff.
And I'm
like
pretty
that,
sure he'll justify it. It's like, well, when I said that, I meant that previous version of Professor X. But this is a whole new version.
He's going to say, well, you know, I wasn't going to do it. And then I read the script, and it was a really great script. And Sam came to me, and we spoke, and he really wanted
me. But really,
and, you know.
Really, it was like, hey, guys, theaters were shut down for a bit, and my other show is ending.
Maybe.
And I would like to vacation wherever and buy another house.
Well, you're not a mind reader, Tony.
I am not, but he is. but yeah, so they're all introduced, but I love the twist that they're, and this was spoiled for me on YouTube.
No. How?
Because I open up YouTube.
You
and my home screen.
Like recently?
Yeah, home screen.
Why would you do that?
Thumbnail footage. First thing being recommended to me. Reed Richards dies. And I'm like,
no, dude, I stayed off social media for, well, like to an extent.
Frank, I work on YouTube. I don't really have a choice.
I know. Yeah, you're right.
I don't have a choice.
God, that's so rough.
But I do love, so there's this thing called dream walking where you can go into the body of someone else in another universe. And I love how Wanda just takes over the other Wanda.
Yeah.
And she just murders everyone dressed like a house mom.
The kids.
just in pajamas, basically, barefoot. She didn't even put, I would have put sneakers on.
I mean, you know, she's doing it, you know, for her kids. And when she comes into this body, her kids are just asleep on the couch. And she was like, all right, peace out, kids. Just leave you here all alone.
Yeah.
Just to go murder the whole universe.
And for all the creeps online, yes, she is barefoot for this entire sequence.
Oh, people like that.
Yes. They call her mommy. There's Elizabeth Olsen mommy posting. And normally it's a creepy internet thing, but she has since found out. And on the red carpet, she was talking about how she thinks it's hilarious that people call her mommy.
I really love being called someone's mom, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, hey, she's a good looking woman, but yeah, that's a little
who
weird.
Would have thought that the Olsen twins had a third way hotter sister? yeah, so I love her evil turn in this where she's just killing everyone. Yeah. What was your favorite death of the Illuminati?
Probably Black Bolt.
By far, Black Bolt.
God, that, I mean, that's what I was, you know, saying is how freaking brutal is this?
Yes.
Like for Disney Plus, for Disney. Like,
I know.
Holy shit. You know how many, and plus like every time that the kids were watching TV, it was like Snow White or different like Disney, you know, movies and stuff. And
oh,
it's like, okay,
you know
that's
what?
Great, but
I just caught something.
What?
The old timey cartoon they're watching.
Yeah.
Was the other Disney character, not Mickey Mouse.
Nope, it was the one before that.
The rabbit one, which they put into a video game years ago.
But yeah, it was the one before that.
I guess in that universe, that's the one that took off.
Universal bought that character, and then Disney had to create the mouse.
Yes.
Yes, fun fact for all you guys out there, cats and kittens. That was weird.
So yes, Black Bolt, we find out he killed the other Stephen Strange. So if you're unfamiliar with Black Bolt's power as an inhuman, he has the unique power of whenever he talks, he sends these like shock waves that can just annihilate you. Yeah. Just kill you, basically. And if you ever saw the preview for the Inhuman show, there's like a scene where he gets punched and he goes, ugh, and he like shatters a car.
Yeah.
So he's
isn't that the whole thing? Is that he killed somebody on accident or something? And then like, I don't know.
Like
I've never watched it.
But yes, he's gonna use his power and he breathes in and she disappears his mouth.
Ooh, that was so good.
And then
when he was like Reed Richards was like, Black Bolt can just say one word and you know, and kill you. Or Black Bolt can say one thing out of his mouth and kill you. And then she goes, what mouth? And it's just, and he's like, the panic from everyone in the room was just like, whoa, that was our biggest weapon.
And he is shocked and he exhales and it just goes boom. And you see the head like, and it's like pretty brutal for PG-13.
Christ.
I'm not sure what she does to Mr. Fantastic. She turns him into spaghetti, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's like rubber. So she literally just started shredding him and he was just falling to pieces. Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, and Captain Carter gets split in half with her shield.
Oh, I love that one.
That was
pretty cool. Was like, oh my God. I mean, like, talk about a horror film.
Yeah.
Like, this is Marvel horror.
I didn't see the scaring people straight up. Scaring kids.
You just murdered the freaking Illuminati, Avengers, the Illuminati.
Yeah, and I'm not sure this is what it is, but there's a big statue, and it kind of looks like Xena Warrior Princess.
Does anyone out there know who
Let us know who the statue, it looks like a Wonder Woman-ish person. Yeah. Yeah. But it's obviously not, so that's why I'm like, is that Xena? Is that like a wink to Xena?
You just like Xena.
Well, no, because, you know, he's friends with Rob Tappert, who is married to Lucy Lawless, yeah. And they put her at, like, she was in the Evil Dead show and whatnot. It's a really, really fun sequence, and then the rest of the movie is them just trying to figure out how to stop Wanda. Wanda gets her book destroyed, so she goes to a mountain where the book was written, where she finds out she's, like, this god, but she just wants kids. And then they go to get their book, the good book, and then that gets destroyed. And they're like, well, shit. We eventually meet another Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He's like evil. Yeah.
I like when they're running from Wanda in that scene. And she's, you know, shutting all the doors behind him. And she keeps on blowing through them. And then finally she gets through the last one. And then Strange is all like, hope you can swim. Yeah. And then just, you know, and then she's defeated right there. And then they have time.
Yeah.
Like, wait, that's all it took was just a little bit of water?
Yeah.
I feel like she could have just been like.
And she wasn't ready for it.
No. You're right.
But yeah, so we're kind of skipping ahead. The big climax.
Yeah.
And this is the one thing I like is so he defeats another Doctor Strange and uses his evil book. And Christina's like, don't do it.
Defeats this Doctor Strange. Like, yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty cool that. So when he first meets him and he wants his Christine.
Yeah.
And he's not giving him Christine. He's like, not for you, freak.
Yeah.
And then he's like, do you ever have that dream when you're falling? And he's like, you know, I've done that to so many different Doctor Stranges. And then he looks off into the
abyss. He's like, that was probably me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's not die today, Strange. That was awesome.
But he kills him.
Wait, hold on. We got to talk about this one. The whole musical note fight scene.
That was bizarre. That was kind of cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he pulls musical notes.
Off the paper.
And he's throwing musical notes at the music. And Danny Elfman did the music for this. He replaced the previous guy.
Yeah, he killed the themes, man.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. I do like how evil Doctor Strange's world looks like Loki. At the end, Kang the Conqueror.
So that's
Kang the Conqueror that is like the end of the world.
Yeah. I would think that he describe what happened to his world there? It was just that he got a hold of the Darkhold and just went bad. I mean,
they said when characters cross other words, sometimes they can kind of like they can converge and destroy their each
universes,
other. And that's what happened there.
Yeah.
It's like the plot of Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Is it?
The second Mortal Kombat movie, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, where Shao Kahn and, of course, the armies of Outworld, they start merging the realms.
I haven't seen that one. I saw the new one on HBO Max.
Yeah.
It's a little bit fun.
They're both bad.
It's fine and fun.
They are both bad.
Nah, come on. Fight scenes were cool.
No.
Yeah.
That's actually one of our most watched videos is our Mortal Kombat 2021 review.
The Sub-Zero fight scene at the end, I think, is very cool. I had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Anyway, but yeah, I like the whole thing where it's like, I'm going to dreamwalk. It's like, but there's no Strange in your universe. It's like, there's a dead one. And I was like, oh, that's how they do the zombie.
Does that count as a Chekhov's gun?
Yeah, I don't think that counts as a Chekhov's gun. That is a setup.
Kept it there for later,
though.
Right?
Yeah, but no, maybe it is a Chekhov's gun. I forget.
I'd say so.
I have to double check it. But yes, I love that whole setup where he's zombie Strange.
Oh, yeah.
He shows up, he's fighting her, and then...
I mean, that's, the whole Evil Dead reference, but he pushes his hand through, and... Yeah.
They take another thing from Spider-Verse.
What do we...
So in Kingpin, Into the Spider-Verse, he wants his family, and then the universes converge, and he sees multiple versions of his family, but his family died because they saw him about to kill Spider-Man. They ran away and got in a car accident, and then at the end of that one... They're about to see him kill Spider-Man again, and he's seeing every version of his family in the universe is afraid of him.
Yeah.
And then in this, America Chavez learns her powers. Dr. Strange decides not to kill her.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, at that moment when Wong turns around, I mean, shocking that Wong turned around and did that and said that for him to take her powers.
Yes.
Because, like, I feel like Wong has always been like the, I don't want any part of this, I'm leaving, or, you know, stuff like that.
Well, now he's Sorcerer Supreme.
I know, but to make that decision that, like, you know... That not to give this girl some kind of chance first to use her powers. And then you knew that, you know, something like that was coming. A lot of these scenes that there's a piece, you know, in the beginning or a scene before that, that when we enter these certain scenes, you kind of, it's already laid up. You already know what's going to happen. You know, that's a lot of these Marvel films, you know, but I still thoroughly enjoy them and it's a lot of fun. I don't care, you know, that everyone says, oh, they're all the same, you know, process, whatever.
All this. I mean, like, they process, have some similar.
Process wise, there is, but I still have a lot of fun with it. But when he goes back over to her, wakes her up, and he's like, you know, gives her that little pep talk.
You can do it. I do love that they committed to him being zombie strange the whole finale. He's like, I love when movies do that. Like, one of my favorite.
It's creepy, man.
One of my favorite, like, action adventure movies is Big Trouble in Little China. And they do a funny thing in that movie where the girl kisses Kurt Russell. And for the whole climax with him fighting the bad guy, he's just got lipstick on and doesn't realize it. And they just, the whole third act, for a long period of time, and he doesn't wipe the makeup off until after he kills the guy. So I love that the whole thing is just like, it's a little bit more extreme. Dr. Strange is a zombie and his face is rotting away.
I think that's awesome, man. I mean, it's really cool, you know, setup. I love the cape made out of souls.
Yeah, that was cool.
And also, like, you know, he tells Christine right before he goes under, he's just like, you know, just protect my body. She's like, okay, no problem for money. He's like, a bunch of souls. And then she's like, what the fuck?
She uses the light of Eliath. And that's when you go, what's that? Oh, is that in the Loki show? I better watch the Loki show on Disney Plus. Yep.
She also says, go back to hell, which is, like that. Isn't that like an Evil Dead reference as well?
Doesn't
he scream, like, turn to them? Like,
he says something like that,
says, go back to hell.
Now, so what happens is she teleports her to the other universe, and the kids are horrified because they see this thing that's like their mom who's evil, and then it's trying to kill her mom. She's like, oh, no, I'm the bad guy.
Very heartbreaking.
And it's just like, well, that was Spider-Verse. He kind of took that, too. So she has the motivation from Spider-Verse, and then she has that from Spider-Verse, and it's like, okay. I mean, thought you guys would do a little something different, but okay.
Might have been, you know, a little, lazy to do something like that. Yeah.
But I mean,
you get a great
result. I do like how they resolve it. I just wish I didn't see it in another multiverse movie so soon. But yeah, she does the whole thing where she realizes, like, oh, God, I'm the monster. And then the other Wanda's like, I'm going to take care of them. Happy.
She said, just be happy that they'll be okay. Or know that they'll be, you know, safe and happy or whatever. But and then, you know, she just gets completely destroyed off of that. She comes back into her universe. America Chavez just punches another hole and she's out of there. And then, you know, she brings down the house with her and also destroys all the books in all the universes. So there's no
all
more
the
dark
universes,
holes.
All that dark cold thing is just gone in every single universe.
I guess that building just, you know, either shows.
Yeah, and
all
she's definitely dead.
Oh, she's dead. Oh, no, she's definitely dead. We're never, ever going to see her ever again.
There wasn't a blast of red light that could imply that she teleported somewhere.
Yeah. So my only issue with it is, how do you redeem yourself from here now? You know, like, after
WandaVision.
You
could say the book was possessing you, but she killed a lot of people. Yeah. Like, good people. She murdered them.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Patrick Stewart died a third time as Professor X. He got his neck snapped.
A lot
but anyway.
Of brutal deaths in this. There's a lot that we're, you know, skipping here, but it's just all around a great, great film. But yeah, I mean, how do you redeem her now? After WandaVision, you're like, okay, so, you know, she enslaved a town, you know, screwed up some lives for a little while there. It's really fucked up. She disappeared. She was supposed to get better. And now she comes back and is a complete villain to where it's like, from here, where do you go? There's rumors that, you know, her kids will be in Young Avengers. Like, eventually we will see her kids. That's, you know, what they're thinking. Hasn't been really confirmed yet, but it's what they're thinking. To where it's like, okay, so is Wanda not part of it? Or does she get better? Does she heal? Doesn't the rest of the world fucking
does
hate
the
her
other
guts
Wanda
now?
Come in or something? Here's the thing about the multiverse.
Hit me. You bro.
My theory is.
Yeah.
Because this is definitely what they're doing with DC, because DC fucked up a lot of stuff. But unfortunately, they're introducing it in a movie with a guy who keeps going around beating people in Hawaii. I think they're not sure of how people are going to take the MCU going forward now that they don't have all the big hitters.
Yeah.
So I think now they're introducing the multiverse. So they're like, hey, it wouldn't make sense for us to introduce X-Men now, but we're starting a whole new X-Men series with other Marvel characters in Universe 2060.
You think so?
I think they want to be able to, like, do, because I don't know, because you don't have Iron Man anymore. You don't have Captain America anymore.
You don't need them.
And if you're going to bring the X-Men, you kind of want to see them all together. So now that they have the multiverse, they can be like, hey,
yeah.
Over here, you have little girl Iron Man coming soon.
Yeah.
But in this universe, you have regular Iron Man with Wolverine. I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that they would do something similar. I mean, this whole phase is about Kang and the multiverse.
Yeah.
So we are spreading out. And I mean, this the final fight that we do have, you know, when it does eventually come against Kang, would be all the multiverses, you know, together up against either multiple Kangs or, you know, the strongest one out of all of them. So eventually this big, you know, final fight will be like the What If series. Did you see the finale of that?
Yes.
So all the different
multiverses. I was shocked the Watchers weren't in this.
I know. When we hit where the their book, like the good book that we find. Forget what it's called. Hit me with it.
Yeah. Ashanti.
Ashani. Ashadi. Whatever it was. Yeah, from Rock With You. I'm shocked Ja Rule wasn't in this either. So when we finally hit that book, that universe right there is in between all the multiverses. So it's a dead space. So that's where we would find the Watcher at. And I was really hoping to just see his face in the clouds or something. Yeah. Like how they did through the TV show.
Or Watcher, because Guardians of the Galaxy show, there's multiple Watchers.
Yeah.
So we could have did that. I think when they're going through portals, I think I saw the Living Tribunal at one point. Like a statue of him. But anyway.
Yeah, there's so much to unpack in this film.
So there's more you could do, and they're going to do more multiverse adventures because Charlize Theron comes out at the end.
How about that?
And she's like, I'm a character that no one knows because we all had to Google it.
No, we all knew. It was Clea. She's a sorceress from she actually premiered in 1964, Doctor Strange 126. I'm telling you, this is it. Look it up.
You got to read this book before you go into the movie.
And she comes in as a love interest for Strange. Spoilers.
But like I said, it's Charlie Theron. So that's where it's setting up.
She is a gorgeous one.
And he's got a weird spell at the end where like he's got the third eye that the evil Strange has.
Yes.
It ends on a cliffhanger where you think he's dying. And then the post-credit scene just shows you that he already figured it out.
Yep, he's fine.
It's like, well, that's not...
Yeah.
What?
I would have rather not have that scene where he freaks out. Yeah. I would have rather had it like, in the post credit, Charlize comes in and then the eye pops up and they go.
Yeah.
So like something like that. I don't know. You could have, maybe like end it with the, you know, Bruce Campbell being, a different character. Maybe make him a Doctor Strange. I do like how they end with Bruce Campbell.
He's punching himself and the spell's over. Yeah. So he screams, it's over! And then the movie ends. I thought that was funny.
It was funny, but I don't know. I was just expecting so much more out of him. Make him a different Doctor Strange in a different multiverse.
Well, that was the thing. Quick thing. We said in Spider-Man 2, they mentioned there's a Doctor Strange in that universe, but I guess they didn't want to deal with Sony.
Because
then they would have to do more stuff with Sony, and they're like, we're allowed to name drop Spider-Man, but that's it. So I think we had a good time. Do you feel like it was more of a movie or a commercial?
I know that, you know, when you watch these things, you're a big business guy, so you're all like, moneymaker.
More of a movie that turns into a commercial for a bit.
Yes, so your second act is a commercial.
Your
second act is, look at all these properties we have. Go watch this, you go watch this, you go watch this. It's all on Disney Plus if you want to watch it.
We lost a lot of money on Inhumans. Please go watch Inhumans so you know who this guy is.
Because they'll probably, really start unrolling all of this.
Do you like John Krasinski? Because we can bring him back. We just want to know if you like him first. If you don't like him, he's dead.
I like John Krasinski.
But we can bring him back. Do you want this girl and an alternate version of her daughter to be in the Marvel series, Marvel movie?
I'm actually really excited for Ms. Marvel. There's a lot of good content coming out.
I saw they changed her powers.
Next couple of years. Yeah.
She still stretches, but it's like an energy
stretch. Yeah, it's an energy stretch.
Well, not enough Bull Guy. I really want it more Bull Man.
You know who the Bull Guy is?
No.
He eventually becomes Doctor Strange's apprentice. In the comics.
And he just has a normal voice.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to be Bull voice.
Dude, yeah, man. He was like...
He was cool.
He was cool, dude.
I liked him.
Yeah. I really liked when Scarlet Witch was attacking their temple right there, and then she found she scanned all the warriors, and she's like, where's the weak one?
Run.
Sees the guy like kind of shaking. She's like, that's my guy. She comes up from behind him, just leans over. And he's like, yeah, okay, sure thing. I'm out.
But anyway, Doctor Strange.
It's a good film.
The Multiverse of Madness. All I'm going to say is Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch, his wig sucks. He's got to fix the goddamn wig because it looks terrible.
That's what, really? And the eye. The eye thing you don't like either.
And no more stabbing eyes.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching, everyone. Hopefully nothing weird happened. I didn't notice any. You notice any changes during the shoot? I didn't.
No. What do you mean? What are you getting at?
Well, you know, because we did that spell and we were teleported. I thought maybe there would be some, like, effects, but I think we're fine.
No, Did anybody's socks change at home, maybe? Different colors or anything like
that? I mean, that'd be weird.
Yeah, that'd
be weird. Anyway, thank you for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. Let us know, did you like Doctor Strange? Is it a movie or just a big commercial? Let us know your opinions. Frank, where can we find you?
For the record, I loved Doctor Strange. I can't wait for Thor. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. It's a great time to be a comic book fan. You can find me on my Instagram, Frank_Volpe_. You can check me out on IMDb. And then you can also find me on Twitter. By the way, can I change my Twitter name? Because I think I'm FrankVolpe12. I don't know where the 12 came from. I guess there's 11 others before me.
You could probably change it.
Can I change that? Let me know. Let me know if I can change it because I don't know what I'm doing with Twitter. So
anyway, that is it from us. And oh, God. Frank, I think that's Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he heard me making fun of his wig. Shit. Oh, wow. He's booking it pretty quick.
God damn it, Tony.
No. Wait, Frank. I got it. We're gonna get out of here.
Ah.
Is he? He's still on his way. All right, ready?
Hit me.
Take us to any other universe. Let me do a spell. Timon and Pumbaa.
Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our other videos and Patreon page.